Kumsa Radio, the African voice. It's all about you.
We are speaking to our regular conversationalists, Liza and Chifewa, from the Directorate for Counseling, Career and Academic Development. Dumelang.
Wow.
Yes, I practiced.
100%.
That was a mark.
If it was an exam, we would have passed. Anyway, how are you guys doing?
We're okay.
And it's a very hot day, hey?
It is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so today we're speaking about managing the career.
Yes.
And I don't think a lot of students understand that when you are in university, you're actually in a career.
That's
or
true.
Is it
you're
after?
You're always busy managing your career.
Really?
So part of, even if you're not working at the moment or you're not even thinking of working, you're just studying, you are busy preparing yourself to be employable, to be able to function in the world of work.
Because that's also important, to be able to function in a place of work.
Yes.
Because you can know all these things, but if you cannot function there, then it's pointless, really.
Yeah.
So, first thing first, what is career management?
Okay, what we want to talk about today is the concept of career literacy. So how is that linked to your career management? Mm. So what are the things that you need to think about so that you are able to manage your career effectively? And then in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, we will talk about the career portfolio.
Mm.
So this is then how you would practically keep track of your career management.
Now, I know I've spoken about something like this with Chifio some years ago when I was still a junior here. But anyway, you know, what came across when I looked at this, it actually, for me, started ringing a bell about what we spoke about before. I mean, managing your career, is it holistic or is it just a one-way thing? Do you have to manage also your health and your personal life? Because all of those things, do they contribute to your career at the end of the day?
In a way, yes, because if you think about managing your career, there are a number of aspects.
Mm.
It's not like, you know, when we say the number of aspects, like Lisa mentioned, it's not about getting a degree, that's it.
Mm.
Sometimes you need, if you think about your personal maybe well-being or also how you conduct yourself. Let's say, for example, you are doing a particular type of a degree.
Mm.
In managing your career, you need to also understand what happens if I get involved in criminal activities.
Mm.
So those are basic things. Will I be able to practice as a professional? So how do I conduct myself? It's very important. So there are a number of aspects in managing your career.
Now, Lizzo, is there a purpose in managing your career?
I can't think how else.
How so? But there should be.
The thing is just that, you know, if you look at today's world of work, it's quite complex.
Mm.
You know, we always talk about in the past, it used to be you started working at a company, you may have worked there for 30 years, then you retired, then you're done.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it's not that simple today.
You're actually very right. I know someone, I've known them since 2008. And I mean, it's 2012 now, so it's like 5 years, but they've like changed 8 companies already.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But does it mean that you're unreliable?
No.
It doesn't at all. Remember, that person might be very aware that there are specific skills or specific kinds of exposure that they need in order to get where they want to go eventually.
Mm.
So that person is just merely using the career or the work opportunities in order to develop these skills.
And I want to pitch into that. For example, you are a student now. And a lot of time people complain that when I apply for jobs, they say they need somebody with experience. People sometimes are very confused that experience, I must get it in a sort of professional or on the context related to what I'm studying for. And it's not like that. For example, if you are studying even BA communication science, when you are working as a waitress or as a cleaner, there are specific skills. You can go to work environment to say, I've got problem solving and decision making. So when you get into that work, you accepted a post for cleaning. You really wanted to have a feeling of how do one deals with problems and all that. and you are gaining experience. So 2 years later, if you then get a post of a student assistant worker or something, you take it and you change. But you also know, I will be completing my degree, so if I get an internship at the Department of Communication Science, I'm leaving. So can you see that? That's why Lisa said there is nothing wrong.
There isn't. But you know what you just said now is something that I've always talked to with my friends. And I don't know, they think I'm crazy. I always say that, guys, my issue has always been that when I'm in, because now I'm doing radio, you know, as an experience to go into something bigger. But this experience has taught me other things that not necessarily radio related. I mean, you know how to function within a working space, how to deal with people, what to do. I think with experience comes that. But a lot of people don't know that when you get to a work, let's say you work in a corporate space, there will be things that you need to accustom yourself to, the things that you need to know, you know. So I think we get lost there. We think, because I know that the test book said 1, 2, 3, 4, and I did 1, 2, 3, 4, then voila, there is 8, and I'm fine.
Sorry, the extreme view is that your book knowledge is actually useless. You can even go as far as say that, because companies or organizations use different procedures and systems than you are taught at university. What does matter are those things that you talked about, and we can call them soft skills. So it's how to communicate with others, how to relate with other people, how to work in a team. You know, so it's not really about what you can do, but it's how you do these things.
Because it wouldn't be of use if you knew the job, but you couldn't work with other people.
Yes.
Because you don't exist in an island.
Yes. Wow. And the idea with career management then as a concept is that you need to be aware of these things that you still need to develop. You know, it's impossible for you to complete a degree, for example, and then be expected to be like this fully rounded person. You know, as you talk now about your experience here, look at all the things that you've learned. So companies or organizations also give employees chances to develop these skills that they want.
And you see, that's important, because when we are talking about managing your career, you need to be sort of bouncing with the employers. You need to be doing research. What are they looking at, and how do I make sure that I develop some of the things they need? So that's part of this managing yourself or managing your career.
Remember, you can tweet us, and our Twitter handle is at Unisa Radio, and our Facebook page is Unisa Radio. And I know you guys are also on Twitter, and your Twitter handle is
at
Unisa Careers, and on Facebook it's Counseling
Unisa Counseling.
Unisa Counseling. Yeah. Why do I always? And then your email address is actually counseling. At Unisa. Oh, yeah, got that one right. Anyway, so we're still speaking about managing the career, and off air I asked them a question. I asked Eliza and Shipewa that, you know, people get comfortable. You know, a friend of mine said to me, you know, 8,000 after a while it's uncomfortable. You know, you know now your dates are no longer in the 8,000 bracket. They are in the 20,000 bracket. So now you need to move. You know, so how do you deal with being comfortable?
I think with comfortable, remember, it's not sustainable. If we are talking about managing your career, you need to think about the type of work that will be satisfying for you. And most of the people with that, they say after some time, my work is not challenging anymore. So the thought is about, how do I make my work challenging, or how do I make myself to grow to be in challenging context? How do I prepare myself? Because it's not only about money. Money comes with the responsibilities. So when you start even making more debts, it's because you're starting to feel like, you know, I've been working for maybe, if maybe you value material things, I've been driving this test for some time. I now need a golf. You know, but you need to be thinking about this again holistically. So in order to drive a golf, what do I need to do? I need to look maybe for a senior position. And in order to get a senior position, how do I prepare myself? What are the requirements? do I need to study or do I need to be innovative? Because sometimes maybe in your current work environment, you can be creative and introduce something new, do things differently where the work environment said, oh, you seem to be specializing in this, we create a position which is better paying. So can you see how you keep on looking for opportunities?
Now, I would also ask this question, you know, when you're still on that note, that, you know, Lisa, when you, let's say you work for Home Affairs, you know, working for Home Affairs must be the most dreaded job, unless if you're the minister.
We wouldn't know.
I would never work there. Because there's so many people that come in and out. But, I mean, there are jobs like that where I'll probably do, get a communication science degree, but not be able to find a job in that sphere of, yes, of work. But in another sphere, like I can probably I have admin subjects, and then I get into a government department, and that job may not be fulfilling, because that's the other thing about having a job. It needs to fulfill you so that you don't become angry. Yeah. But we see a lot of people, especially in public service, you know, they just do the job because they have to do it, like, because I need to put bread on the table, I need to live, you know. So how do you now, in that space and environment, actually, I don't know, somehow take something out so that you actually get some fulfilling thing out of it?
Look, for me, it always comes back to you.
Mm.
What do you want from this environment? So yes, for the next year or two, you'd have to suck it up and work in this boring job.
Suck it up. No, a lot of people do suck it up,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But the thing is just that you need to bring it back to your career management.
Mm.
So let's say, for example, we use the example of a graduate. Now they might have to go and do waitering jobs in order to sustain themselves, so that they could start looking for, you know, more permanent or more satisfying work. What are the skills that you can learn from waitering that would be relevant for an organization? For example, time management is very important. Client satisfaction, client service is very important.
Working under pressure, home affairs.
Exactly.
But also, wouldn't it be like, if you go and you work for a place, let's say you've worked for Home Affairs and you don't like it,
yes,
and let's say I have a communications background, can't I apply what I have to that work? Like, for instance, I would be the one designing posters and doing the things that, you know, that are communicationally.
You have to find ways or creative ways of enriching your own position.
Mm.
Remember, you can't always like claim that it's the organization that's at fault. It's also you sitting there. Yes. I mean, you've got control over that situation.
Mm.
So how you speak to clients, how you send an email, you know, those are the things that you've got control over.
I think Lisa also brought something very important in that boring place.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's the lenses you wear. If you wear green lenses, you will see green. Ne?
Okay.
And if you start thinking about positive things, that as much as I work long hours, but what does this place provide to me?
Mm.
And you start looking at positive things, that you are networking. Because even with this customer, you can serve somebody, and some people said, shoo, you have got such a good skills. Can I have your CV? Our company is actually looking for people. I know some people, they get jobs just because they served somebody, and that person is an HR director and feels my company needs these people. And they said, give me your CV. This is my email address. The next thing, you get a call. We want you for an interview. So how you conduct yourself in that difficulty, sometimes you are sustaining the pain.
Wow.
So you are part of the problem.
Yes.
But also once you start looking, this environment actually provide me also looking forward for a day. You know, it's a practical thing that at least I wake up and wash and I meet people. Because that, you have done one thing good today. You have served somebody and said, thank you very much. I suppose most of the people, they feel good within themselves after they did something and say, thank you very much. And in that, you are feeding your self-confidence. I can do that.
Yeah, that is, you know, what I've never understood. People that work in places where they absolutely hate it, you know. I remember going to a public lecture once, and the public lecture, the person who was giving the lecture was a well-known politician. I think his name was Paulo Jordan. And he said the reason why a lot of people, because, you know, you find a lot of people in government, And you ask them, what did you do primarily in university? And they're like, no, I did teaching. I was a policeman. But they're doing, now they're a director. And you ask yourself, but how do you go from being a teacher to being a director? And he says, no, if you look at the age of those people, they probably are people that went to school in the apartheid era, but that's the only things that you could be. Mm. Now, because we're in democracy, they have somehow, you know, gotten skills to actually get them to be directors of in DTI, in the communication department. So it's kind of, when I look at what people become in adverse situations, you know, I just, you know, it inspires me.
Do you know, when you said that, I think with managing your career, you need to have an attitude that you are not entitled to something, but you need to have a way to maneuver, to know which doors I must knock, and how to be able to identify opportunities and to be creative. And, you know, all this is dependent on me. Nobody owes me anything. I will make my way.
Because we should say, too, that there's a lot of people who feel that they are owed by their companies. Like, I am here for 8 hours. You know, I am here 8 hours of my time and you will pay me. But they forget that they should also now give back, because that time that they spend at the company, they should actually give back whatever skill they have, or to contribute to the company. I see a lot of people that work, especially like Home Affairs, because it's one place I know that people are unhappy. They don't understand necessarily that I actually have to give back. I'm here for 8 hours, not to sit around on Facebook and to do all of these things, but I'm here to work.
But look, the sad thing for me, you know, with people in that kind of situation is that you're actually robbing yourself. Later, I mean, you can continue this kind of behavior of, you know, this is just a job, let me just get it over and done with. But in 2, 3, 4 years' time, there are younger people being appointed, you are being overlooked for promotions, you know, and then at the end, you actually become quite incompetent in terms of what you need to do.
Okay, we're quickly running out of time. I'm sorry, Shifa, but we're running out of time. But I want to throw this at you. It's an open question. It's a very broad question, but we don't have time. So yes, you have to quickly go through it. And I want the both of you to answer it. What impact does managing your career have on the quality of your life?
Sure, it has. Not the quality of your life, but your I'm even struggling to get, you know, that fulfillment.
Yes, the contentment.
And the fact that you get excited at work, you have got an output, you have got value. It comes from within. Mm. So once you're managing your career, you are creative, you are resourceful, you take risk. And in some way, you also understand happiness comes from what I do. I have to manage myself.
Lisa?
All that I want to add is, I'm thinking of career management is not also about yourself, but it's also about your immediate community, your family. So, you know, and contributing to society. Otherwise, we're all just like these, you know, people running around and doing things that don't interest us or that we're not passionate about.
Okay, guys, we've run out of time, but you know, I would sit here and talk about this the whole day. Your contact details are your Twitter
at UNISA Careers.
Yes.
Facebook is UNISA Counseling, and the email address is counseling@unisa.ac.za.
And if they want to do a walk in here, they just walk into the registration.
Yeah, we're there from 8 o'clock until 3:30.